Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.
I think it's our favourite time of the week, Gab, for the same reason, mm-hmm. and that is it's my chance to have a shower.
Yeah, because you stink, and that's why I'm excited for you to get on in there and get the soap all foamy and sudsy and get off that smell.
Yeah, exactly, and same for me, because after I have a shower, people actually come close to me, which is nice. And by the end of the week, when I'm stanking it back up again, they stay far away.
I wonder why.
Yeah, and it makes me upset.
But it is because you like to keep your thoughts in your head. You don't want to lose any of your shower thoughts, so you don't shower until shower thought time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it is that time of the morning once again for some shower thoughts. Mm-hmm. We have our respective shower cubicles ready to go. We're wet suited up. You're ready to jump into your shower cubicle?
Yeah, do you want to take my entire thing of soap? Because I think you need it.
Yep, sure. Thank you. That's very nice. Sorry. Ooh, that's nice. I like that. I like it.
Make it hot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I do have a question for you this morning. When you call someone a mole, is it a reference to the animal mole or to the big oversized freckle mole? Because neither are really offensive. Like you're a big brown spot or you're an animal that digs holes. Like, is that offensive?
No, probably not. No, I don't know. Good question, though. Hey, you know what? I reckon I'd pay good money for a car horn that would specifically honk at the car that's behind me. Like a back off! Side horn.
I think that's necessary sometimes. Do you reckon all dogs bark the same language? Or do they get angry because they're frustrated they can't understand the other guy?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You know what? When you think about it, drones are just kites for millennials.
Pretty much. Except you don't want them to get caught in the wind.
No, because they're expensive. Don't want them to fly away.
If you think about it, this is very profound.
Mm.
If you expect the unexpected, then it's not unexpected anymore.
No, no.
So
very
nothing.
True. Very true.
If you expect it, it's unexpected.
Mm. Hey, just before we get out, I've been wondering if I've ever eaten an egg from a chicken I've also eaten.
Wouldn't that be weird?
It would be weird. Come to think of it, have I ever used the same $5 note twice?
I doubt it, but maybe.
Maybe? You just don't know.
Mm.
All right, it's time to get out, Gab. I feel like I'm clean. I feel like I'm clean.
Yeah, we'll get your family to do the sniff test.
You don't want to do that yourself?
Nah.
Totally understand.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
11,092,000.
Yep.
Is that about right?
That'll do.
Okay. So I had my parents visiting over the weekend. They were here from Thursday all the way through till last night.
Yes.
And it was a grand time had. It was wonderful. But it was also quite the mess made in my house because there was four people instead of the usual two.
Yep.
So there was a lot more bodies, a lot more mess of like dishes and foodstuffs and whatever. Yep. So when I dropped them at the airport last night to head on back home, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to go home and clean before I can cook anything because everything's dirty. Mm. So I may as well get some takeaway. And I was on my way to my boyfriend's house at the time as well because I had to take him bread and milk and whatnot because he's got a broken collarbone.
Yep.
So I was like, I gave him a call. I'm like, look, I'm getting drive-through. Do you want some? He's like, oh, yes. I haven't eaten all day. I would die for a burger. I was like, sweet, no worries, on my way. See you in a sec. I get to the drive-through. I make my order.
Yep.
All good to go. Like $20 or something.
Yeah.
Get to the window. Go to get my wallet out.
Oh, no.
It's not there!
That's hilarious.
My wallet is still in my clutch from the night before because I took my parents out for dinner at the pub and I had to take my wallet with me, obviously, and I hadn't put it back in my handbag. So I had to look at the girl in the window. I was like, I'm really sorry. Can I just cancel that order? I don't have my wallet. Yeah. And she just kind of looked at me like, uh-huh? I'm like, not much I can do.
Probably something you should have checked before.
You'd think so.
Jumping into the drive-thru.
You would think so. And she's like, don't worry, I do it all the time. I'm like, I doubt it.
Yeah.
You're just saying that to make me feel better.
Yeah.
And then I get to the next window where they give you your food. I did not even look. I just kept driving because I didn't want to see the looks on their faces when they saw the chick that forgot her wallet.
Yeah.
Then I get to my boyfriend's house and he's like, where's my burger?
Yeah, where's my food?
Oh, sorry, mate. You're going to have to starve because you can't drive anywhere to get food. I didn't bring my wallet.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Could you have just gone to his place, grabbed some money off him, gone back to get
Well, that's what we ended up doing because he was desperate for that burger. Yeah. He was craving that burger. Yeah. So we ended up going back and it was the same girl in the window.
Same back.
The exact same order. Yeah. This time I had money.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you're back. I'm like, hey, I can pay for it this time.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
It was so uncomfortable, though. Like, when you forget your wallet at a cafe or something like that, not nearly as bad.
No.
But when you're in drive-thru, you've already made your order, they've probably already started bagging it up.
Yeah, that's right.
And you get to the window and you're just like,
sorry. Sorry. I mean, I pretend to forget my wallet all the time when I'm out with somebody else.
Exactly. And because they can
pay. That's how you get them to pay.
But when you've got to sit there and face the chick you've told you don't have a wallet for a good 5 minutes before the next car in front of you moves, kind of awkies.
Well, you know, you can just give it a go and hope that they go, don't worry about it. We'll pay. You just have your food. You look hungry.
It's on us.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that's ever going to happen.
Never going to happen. Star Wars. Let's talk about Star Wars. I really love Star Wars because it's so cool. Oh, yes. Time for the Star Wars segment. It's been a long time between drinks at the Mos Eisley Cantina, Gab.
Yes.
Star Wars reference?
Yeah, I got it. It's where they had the big fight and got kicked out and stuff.
Yeah, it's where they first met Han Solo.
Yes.
Yeah. Who shot first, apparently. Anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
Some massive Star Wars news from across the weekend. For starters, Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, and Carrie Fisher have been bestowed one of the highest honours from Disney over this past weekend at the D23 Expo in Anaheim. They were named Disney Legends at a massive ceremony, which is great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
They have been in it for a while.
Yeah, that's right. Mark Hamill was there, obviously. Carrie Fisher, sadly not. But he did say that he felt like Carrie Fisher, if she was there, would have been flipping him the bird from offstage. Because that was what she loved to do.
Just to distract him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
now,
awesome.
At the same event, there was a behind-the-scenes trailerette. Released, which is just massive for Star Wars fans. Now, a lot of people were interested to see. It only went for 2 minutes, nearly 3 minutes worth.
You're not going to play all of it right now.
No. We're interested to see, of course, the goings-on behind the scenes of this new Star Wars movie, but more importantly, the fact that it's the last one that Carrie Fisher will be in, and they left the last words of it up to her as well.
No way.
I've got about 30 seconds of it for you, so check this out.
Ryan has written a story that's unexpected but right. Some of the stuff that happens, people are going to be like, oh my God.
Even though I think I know it all, they throw things at me story-wise I never could have imagined.
And even though everybody knows that it's the second in a trilogy, it feels like its own thing.
It's about family. And that's what's so powerful about it.
There you go. It's about family, and that's what's so powerful about it. So we had Daisy Ridley in there, Mark Hamill, of course, and Carrie Fisher to finish it off. Just amazing, amazing. And the movie, Episode 8, comes out 14th, I think, of December this
year. I'm actually really intrigued to see it.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a non-Star Wars diehard fan.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people are, Star Wars fans or not. It'd be nice to see and see Carrie Fisher's last movie. So.
Totally.
One of my favourite shows getting around at the moment is back again tonight on Channel 9, 7:30, Ninja Warrior Australia. And we are lucky enough to have one of the hosts on the show right now, Beck Madden. How are you?
Hi, Mitch and Gabby. Very good morning to you.
How are you loving Ninja Warrior so far? Because I'm sure you're getting right into it.
I am. I'm absolutely loving it. It was. You know, so great to be there, to be, you know, a part of all of these athletes' dreams, you know, and I've told people and they sometimes go, what, I can't believe this, but a lot of these competitors have been training for years hoping that this franchise would actually come to Australia because they've been familiar with it on other parts of the world, and finally it's here and finally they get to go on the Ninja Warrior course.
So are you watching along as well? Can you watch on and still get excited?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had 250 competitors that Ben, Freddie and myself called. So it's very hard to remember every single competitor really well. There's competitors there that I sort of forgot about, and then there's competitors that I'm thinking, I can't remember exactly what obstacle they crashed out on. So it's been actually terrific. But yeah, I can see this thing over and over and over again, and I can still sit on the edge of my couch and move left, move right, put my arm up to try and help people get to the next obstacle.
I do have a bit of an issue with the show. I love it majority, but there's one thing that's really bugging me, and I want to see if you're able to get it changed for next season, because I know it's going to come back. And that is the little start ding when they're being told that they're allowed to, you know, start the course. That ding is the exact same sound as my doorbell. And it sets my dog off every time. Can we get it changed?
Oh, you're kidding, Gabby. I will endeavour to do my best so you don't have to get up and, like, you don't want to do physically exert yourself while the show's on. I mean, you just want to sit still. You don't want to have to pick someone's at your door. Oh, that would be terribly annoying. I'll definitely change that for you.
Because it dings and I get up and the competitor starts and I miss half the course and I'm tired and it's just all out hell.
I'm exhausted. Ugh. You must be puffing.
I am.
She's forever yelling down the street at an empty street going, "Who keeps ringing my doorbell? Stupid kids, keep away from me."
I'm going to be one of those old people rocking on the doorstep, just waiting.
And then, of course, we're into the semis from tomorrow night, which is going to be huge as well. And the course gets, like, a lot longer and harder, doesn't it?
Oh, I can't tell you how hard the course gets. I mean, you would have seen the guys. Some of the guys who've made it through the heats made it look easy, but there's not that many people who made it look easy. Because remember, they haven't had a go on this course before. So they haven't had a practice, so to speak. So they get a demonstration, but they don't have a practice. So, the semi-finals, you think this course is hard, it really turns it up a notch and it really sorts the competitors out. That's
sure. So for those people who just scraped through in the heats that really, you know, struggled
next
to
level.
Get there, might not make it through to the next one.
Yeah, but mind you, some people now... because they've had their turn and they're sort of a little bit comfortable with the situation, and I'm talking about the cameras and the lights and the feeling of the whole competition, some of them you find will settle down a little bit more, because I think a lot of it is people underestimate, like, it's very nerve-wracking for a lot of those competitors. So I think a lot of people who slip up are nervous, not necessarily that they couldn't have gone further in the course.
So they might surprise us. I'm looking forward to it.
Look, it's going to be awesome. There is no doubt about it. It has Australians glued to the TV screen once again. Australian Ninja Warrior tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Enjoying the call as well, Beck. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Hamish and Gabby. Great to chat.
My friend is setting out to annoy his neighbour at the moment for good reason, because he's just bought a house. He was very excited. This is his first ever home.
Yep.
And he got the keys on Friday.
Yep.
At the time of settlement, at the exchange of keys, at that very moment, his new neighbour decided to cut down the tree on the fence line. So this tree provided a lot of shade, but also a lot of
privacy
between the two houses. And at the time of settlement, he was just like, meh, cutting it down. And we feel like there must have been an agreement with the old owner to keep it there because it looked great until... the house was sold, and then he could get rid of it, because it was very coincidental that it happened on settlement.
Yeah, right.
And it makes it look a lot less private because it's gone now.
And the tree was in the neighbour's yard.
It
jump the fence and lop down.
No. He had all rights to cut it down. It was in his property, but
so
it was
right.
just...
Yeah.
really interesting timing to when he did it.
Okay.
But anyway, so the day that my friend was moving into his house, it should have been this very exciting day. He got his brand new home and he rocked up and he was like, what? I can see directly into my neighbour's house now because that tree's gone, and they can see directly into mine. And it's not just the lounge room or the kitchen. It is the lounge room, the kitchen and the bathroom. That entire side of the house is now completely open to view from the neighbours. So he was like, well, you know what? You cut that tree down. I'm really angry at you for that.
Yep.
So I'm becoming a nudist in my own home.
Right.
And you are going to have to deal with the fact that you no longer have any privacy and you can see straight into my kitchen while I'm cooking nud, while I'm going to the loo, while I'm chilling out watching TV, all with no clothes on.
Okay. Awesome.
So
awesome.
I want to know, 13, 12, 16, how have you gotten at your neighbour or how have they annoyed you? It could go either way.
I got a great bunch of neighbours at the moment, a really nice bunch of neighbours, but I had one in the past that would, Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, public holidays, 7 a.m., would start the lawnmower.
Oh, that is the worst.
I'm like,
pretty sure that's illegal.
Yeah, so am I, but he didn't care. He's like, well, who cares?
My lawn needs a mowing.
Exactly. All right, 13, 12, 16. We'd love for you to give us a call. Sandy's on the line. What is it for you?
I have an annoying neighbour.
Yes.
So when her children and her grandkids come to stay, if the baby starts crying, she takes it outside in front of our bedroom window and walks it just there, like just stays there outside our bedroom window with her crying baby.
So she takes it outside so it doesn't disturb her own family, but it's right near your bedroom.
Disturbs right the rest of the neighbourhood.
Are you serious? What are you doing on?
You know, there's only one thing for that.
What's that?
And that is to go outside yourself, turn the garden hose on, and accidentally.
You don't want to spray a crying baby with water.
It's already crying.
Yeah. Get some well-placed sprinklers.
Oh, my God.
Too far, you think?
Maybe a little.
All right. No worries, Sandy. Thank you very much for the call.
The bank is open.
It's time to open up the idea bank, and I mentioned this to you earlier on, and you said, oh, it's not the Mullabini, is it? And I'm like, no, it's not the Mullabini. Just a quick Mullabini update. It's a beanie with a back flap. I thought it was a great idea. I then asked for a knitting group to knit one for me, because I tried to rework a one that you buy from the shop.
Yeah.
I failed. And the knitting group has not got back to me.
What a surprise.
So I'm thinking
and then,
that they think it's a great idea and they've decided to steal it and it'll be sold at markets and stuff on weekends. If I find a Mullabini being sold somewhere by someone else, well, by crikey, I'm going to buy one because I think that's pretty awesome.
It's not going to happen.
Well played. No, I've got a different idea. I've opened up the idea bank and it's kind of to do with the cold weather we're having at the moment, and that is what happens when you're in bed, all right, and it gets cold. All right, around when you get cold in the face, what do? You pull the covers up over your head.
Then you can't breathe.
Yes.
I hate that feeling.
Well, here's where my idea comes in. What we need to create is a bed snorkel. All right, a bed snorkel. So you can cover.
I just snorted.
I know.
Because that was a sigh of this is ridiculous and a laugh at the same time. And no, it came out as a snort.
Because you cover your.
How good would it be?
You have the bed snorkel there, you whack it in your mouth so you can breathe. And then the other end of the snorkel is up over past the covers, all right, so you can still breathe, but you've got the covers up over your head. You're nice and toasty and warm. You're breathing through your bed snorkel, and all is good. Also, would be great for kids when the boogeyman is around, you get a little scared, boom, cover goes up, snorkel goes in. You're nice and safe in your fortress of solitude, so to speak.
And suddenly, if the snorkel gets blocked, you know that's the boogeyman's finger.
Well, it's
like holding it over.
Or a really mean mum or dad. Brother or sister.
Yeah, that's true.
Something like that. But if you're cold at night, you're getting under the covers, whack the bed snorkel in. What do you think, Gab?
Why don't you just get a balaclava or something?
No! A bed snorkel.
Did you come up with this? Were you lying in bed last night cold?
I was. And I'm like, how can I breathe under here?
Oh, my God.
I know what. A bed snorkel. Come on, Gab. What do you think? Yes or no?
I feel like it's a safety hazard. I'm going to go no.
Oh, that's so disappointing. So disappointing. But I'm going to keep working on it all the same. When has no ever stopped me?
The bank is closed. Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.